Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. In this episode, Nick tells me all about how he got knighted at medieval times, and we talk about the upcoming event at Goose Island for the Black Friday celebration. All this and more on this week's episode. Hey, and welcome to episode 10 of Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
I'm Nick White.
And yeah, we hit double digits. That's crazy.
Has it really been 10 episodes already?
Yeah, it has.
It's fun, man.
2.5 months.
Wow. Yeah, I love that we're really getting in here and just documenting everything, you know? Mm-hmm. It's fun for us to talk about it. And then there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah. So if this is your first time listening, Chicago Beer Pass, we kind of talk about the events we went to in the last week. And then the upcoming events of this week, and sometimes we get into next week, as we will on this episode, just because sometimes it's a slow week.
Yeah.
But with every episode, we're drinking Chicago craft beer on that.
Yeah, and I can't put this one down. So this is the Five Vulture from Five Rabbit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Five Rabbit's out in Bedford Park, so it's out by the airport, by Midway Airport.
Right.
Yeah, so this is their A Walk-In Style Dark Ale.
Right. It's got ancho chilies in it?
Yeah. So it's got ancho chilies. It's a dark ale. And you know what I like about the Five Rabbit guys, man? And we were talking about this earlier. Like, they make really good stuff, but we only drink it at festivals for the most part.
Yeah. This is one of the few times I've bought it. Sometimes I buy, like, maybe the Five Rabbit or the Five Grassy in the summertime. But yeah, a lot of their beers, I feel like, are summer beers. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah. They're probably most known for the Five Lizard because they won an award for it was a fruit beer category twice.
Right. That's their wit beer, right?
Yeah, that's the wit beer. And they make it a point to put all these different ingredients, like other than just the normal beer ingredients in it. So this one's got ancho chilies. It's also got that Polanco sugar, like the dark Mexican sugar. What I like about them, and it's very similar to what I like about Goose, is that they make beers that are like good gateway beers for people who don't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I got a friend who's like, oh, I only do gin and tonic, I don't really drink beer, you know, Five Rabbit's a good entry point for them.
Sure,
you know, because it's got a lot of spice, a lot of flavor. Kind of changes the definition of what beer can be for some people. So,
right, man, I'm enjoying this one.
Yeah, this is great, man. Like toasty and like not lots of chili, like you said, and just nice, dark, sweet, not too heavy. Just good drinking.
Well, cheers. We're going to continue sipping on this as we chat about the week here. So this past week, I don't think I made it to any events, but you were busy. I saw some pretty awesome photos on Facebook, mainly of one you dressed up as a knight.
Yeah, so I totally dressed up as a knight. Shout out to my girl Lady K from Smart and Pretty Designs, man. She just asked me for my what do you call it, measurements. And then I get to the shoot and I'm like, oh shit, I'm dressing up in like turn of the century garb.
Right. Okay. So let's step back here. So this was the Ale Quest at Medieval Times, right?
So this is the first annual Ale Quest at Medieval Times out in Schaumburg. So the guys from Chicago Mag, mm-hmm, put together this, and they're responsible for a party at the Drake every New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So they put together this Ale Quest at Medieval Times. So the whole point was, After a medieval time show on like a Saturday and a Sunday and a Friday, you would exit the Coliseum and then go to a beer event.
Okay.
So the surrounding, you know, basically everything in the building that's not the tournament space,
mm-hmm,
is this beer event.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Right? So that was the whole point.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. I guess I was a little confused on how it was going to work. And I think you were...
I had no
too,
clue.
Right?
Okay. I'm like, dude, what does this look like? Is it in the parking lot? Like, where's it going to be? So they have this room called like the Chamber of Champions or something, right?
Awesome.
And this place is so cool, man. So we get there super early, man. They got horses. They're showing us all the weapons, and then you know they actually have like you know two thrones for like a king and a queen.
Uh-huh.
Like it's the coolest thing ever, man. So
you were you dressed up yet? Like, did you? So, I guess this is what I want to know is, did you know you were going to be dressing up, and at what point did this happen?
I had no clue I was dressing up.
Okay.
My buddy, I got a buddy, Russie, Triple R Productions, man. So he's always like, Nick, let's just bring a camera crew wherever you go, and whatever sticks just sticks.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, whatever, that's fine, let's do that. So then he brings Kay into it, And you know, so we're there, and then Kay's like, here, put this on, you know, and she asked my measurements beforehand. So I put that on, and then she's like, okay, great, now I'm gonna put this on, and we're gonna be like, you know, a knight and his lady.
Right.
And I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, this is awesome.
So you guys were probably a huge hit.
Dude, I was dressed like, I had on what they call chainmail. So it's basically like armor that goes over your head and chest only. Mm-hmm. And then I'm wearing tights. I got a sword on my back. I got a vest. It was way more fun than I was. And you know, the cool part was like people were actually more interested in talking to you. So we got some nice footage.
Sure, you know?
We'll see what happens with editing and all that jazz, but we got a lot of nice interviews that day.
Cool. Was anyone else dressed up that didn't work there?
Yeah, the only thing that was weirder than us dressing up is that there's like this cult following of medieval times of people who look like they might work there, but they're really just dudes in Schaumburg that hang out and like almost like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing where they just like to dress up in this stuff.
So it's kind of like a Renaissance fair.
Exactly.
Kind of crowd.
Exactly. Okay. It's like a Renaissance fair.
Okay. Yeah, well, now you're ready for the next Renaissance Fair.
I'm so ready, dude. Yeah, it was super fun because we got to play dress up, which was nice. And then we got to go to medieval times. And you know, like the thing about Chicago that we always talk about, we like so much, is because we're always going to places that we otherwise really wouldn't go,
right?
Or even places you don't normally hang out. So here we are at medieval times, and medieval times is a dinner and a show. You get to see that, and then you go upstairs and you have this beer fest. And the combination of the two was very, very enjoyable.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what were some of the beers that they had?
So
was it standard kind of beer fest stuff?
For the most part, it was standard. I mean, you know, you got your Leinenkugel, you got your Blue Moon. So I'm looking at the tap list, and I'm like, dude, if I interview anybody, I'm going to interview the small guys.
Right? Sure.
You know, okay. So, you know, you had your standard, you know, top 40 craft breweries in the country, right? So, but there were a few small guys. There was Ale Syndicate was there.
Oh, nice.
Flesk was there. Flesk is in Lombard. Goose was there. Lagunitas was there. So first thing we did was went to go talk to the owners, and then we went to go talk to Flesk. And okay. Flesk, you know, they're literally like a one barrel brewery out in Lombard. Brothers, Will O'Brien and his brother. And so they had an IPA called Front Toward the Enemy.
Huh.
And he's like, dude, I just kegged this like 48 hours ago. And I was like, this is perfect. So I went and tried that.
How was it?
It was great, man. It was everything you want in a super, super fresh IPA. And, you know, fresh local beer, man. It's hard to top that, you know. Right. So we get this IPA and I take it back to Kay, who was, you know, she was my lady for the night. And she's like, oh, my God, this smells like violets. You know, she like tried to get all poetic. And it was super cool, man. But I love that. The thing about this fest, it was in Schaumburg, Illinois, right? And that's a place that doesn't get a lot of festivals. So they tried to have a lot of brands that you knew about, Lagunitas and Goose and Woodchuck Cider and Lakefront, right?
Was the crowd older crowd? Just because it was maybe in the suburbs and it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, it was a little pricey. So it was a mix of I'd say there was all ages there.
Okay,
that's what I'd say. Yeah. And what you got was, we interviewed the organizer. So what I told him, the first thing I said was, hey, it's cool that you got a craft beer fest here because there's never a craft beer fest out here.
Yeah.
But the coolest part was you got the small new breweries next to well-known established regional brands and some national brands.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. So.
Yeah, it gets the people that maybe know Leinenkugel, they want to have some of that. And they're like, oh, here's these guys next to it. Like, I don't have to go far. I'm going to try this. If I don't like it, there's this thing I like right next to it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing I like most about it. So there was the beers I liked the most were Huitzy was there from Five Rabbit.
Okay.
Which is a great beer. That's their Belgian strong with like, you know, chamomile and some other wacky stuff.
They just had the release for that this last week. I think we talked about that on the last episode.
We did at the Map Room. Mm-hmm. So Huitzy was there. And then Goose had their Tin Hills there.
Oh, nice.
Which was cool. Yeah. That was my first time trying it. Man, super bright.
Like, I hear it's pretty good. Ken hasn't shared any with me yet.
Bastard. It was, so that's their pale ale. So I think Ten Hills Pale Ale is all about this hop farm they got like in the Northwest. And
right, the Ten Hills hop farm, and it's all hops from that farm.
Right, so they got a chance to like plant the exact hops they wanted, and this is the first yield of those hops. It's like the first 10 hills of this super big farm.
Yeah.
That's what 10 Hills Pale Ale is, and it's like, that beer was really good. So it's just big, bright citrus pine, but not heavy. You know, like a five. I mean, I don't know. It felt like a 5% beer. I don't know how what ABV was.
Yeah, I forget. I think they're going to do a series of those in the Ten Hills brand.
Yeah, so. I was glad. I was glad to see that because I heard a lot about it and I wasn't expecting it there.
Cool.
So I had that. I had the Flesh guys let me try a beer that they made with Arcade, which I didn't know Arcade was making beer. So that was cool. It was like it was a brown ale. It was called Arch Nemesis. So, and this was from a bottle. It was a brown ale with ancho chilies. So it was a smoked brown ale.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
You got Flesh that's making really small beer, and then you got even smaller brewery teaming up with them.
Yeah, so I was in heaven, man, because you know how it is. Like, if you get guys like the really small guys that are making good stuff, you know, like Spiteful or Pipeworks or 18th Street, like, if you're not going to the store that week it comes out, you'll never see it.
Right,
yeah. You know, so for me, like, being there and getting to try those beers that, you know, I've heard about, you know, like Feral Cat is their wheat ale. I've heard about it, but I never really got to just enjoy their stuff.
Very
so
cool.
So for me, I thought that was great. And, you know, Schaumburg, Illinois, you know, I fell asleep going out there. It's super far. Oh, but yeah, when I got there, they treated us really well.
Nice.
You know, they, yeah, we drank from goblets all night and, you know, we got the whole run of the place. Just got some really nice photos. We're going to put those on the new Chicago Beer Pass Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
Got to check that out. We're going to put photos up there. But yeah, this was a very entertaining fest, and it was a great idea. You know, I'm glad that craft beer is kind of evolving into a space where, hey, we can match beer events in these venues that are not traditional for beer events.
Yeah, so it's definitely an unexpected place for a event.
Yeah, so it was overall it was a good time. It was accessible, and then they had some fun stuff. I really wish that the food and the beer options were broader, but there's room to grow. This was the first one. This was the first one. So, yeah.
Interesting, and it happened all week of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It was supposed to happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe it happened just Friday and Saturday. They canceled the Sunday session.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they had a glitch. Medieval Times had a glitch in their ticket system. So a lot of the Sunday tickets, even though they weren't sold out, it was like telling people they were sold out. So they decided to scrap it because they wanted to have
fine. Sunday is a tough day for a beer fest.
Yeah, especially if you're like not near like public trans or stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say for the first try, I mean, I thought it was solid. So
nice.
Yeah.
Did you make it to anything else, or was that kind of the highlight of the weekend and week for you?
No, you know, it was weird because I spent a lot of time this weekend hanging out at beer events that weren't craft beer nerd events.
Okay.
Right? Like, they were craft beer events, but they were events that were really targeted to the larger masses.
Cool.
You know, which is a good thing.
So meeting some new people.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get some weird quotes at events like these. Right?
Okay.
So the other event I went to the day after Medieval Times was at Union Station at the Great Hall. And this was an event called Bacon Sports put it on, baconsports.com. And it was an event called the Beer, Bacon, and Sports Celebration. Right? It's like,
all right.
You know, you just
straight,
find
straight to the point there.
You find some things you like, you know, you make a party. Yeah, man. So, you know, I had no idea what to expect about this event. I know these guys. You actually know these guys loosely. These are the Taplister guys.
Oh.
And I know Loose Keys did some Taplister stuff, yeah, like not too long ago.
Oh, these are their salespeople that
exactly
were here?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, so they had Taplister, had some local sales guys, and Greg Hunter is one of those guys.
Okay.
So this was one of his side projects is Bacon Sports. And, you know, so they had this this beer and bacon celebration. Right.
Those guys like to drink.
they party pretty hard, man. So, like, all right, well, sports was, you know, before I really got into beer, sports was one of my first loves, you know, like big time sports guy, you know.
Okay.
I love sports. So, but I kind of shied away from that, you know, because then beer starts to take the forefront. So this event was, you know, very nostalgic for me. So you get there. First of all, it's at Union Station, right? In the great hall, whatever the hell they call that place.
Yeah.
So you're in there, and it's like, you know, I commute. That's where my commute starts. So like being there when I don't have to work, and being there to drink beer, it's like, oh shit, this is gonna be fun. So then I get there, man, and it was like, it was a really good time. So like, and I did not expect that at all. I didn't know what to expect, but I was like, dude, this is fun because it was like easy going. There wasn't like lines for like one particular beer. Remember we were talking about like Abraxas not too long ago.
Right.
Like there wasn't like these superstar beers where, you know, and you know, all the nerds came out. This was more people who like the thing that sums up this event was there was this dude who was like, he was talking to Pipeworks at, he was drinking like a, you know, Galaxy Unicorn, their double IPA.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, I had no idea this many breweries were in Chicago.
Oh, right? Nice. Okay.
So it was that kind of crowd, man. So, the Beer, Bacon, Sports Celebration was all about those three things. So when you got there, there were just as many food vendors there, and the food vendors were making bacon-inspired treats. So, like, you know, bacon, shrimp, and grits from Wishbone, or, you know, there was this Mexican restaurant, I think La Posada. They were making, you know, shrimp, fried shrimp on a flatbread with, like, bacon on it. Okay. Or, you know, some other dude was making, like, you know, mac and cheese with gouda and bacon, like it was like bacon. Nice. Popcorn. Okay. You know, like that kind of stuff.
That's right. Fun. I like the events that have food and beer. It helps. You don't get as people like smashed and passed out in the corner kind of thing.
Absolutely, man. I think it was important for this crowd because, you know, I think a lot of these guys were newbies to the craft beer scene. And, you know, if you're not into craft beer, you know, and you're drinking macro beers, a lot of those beers are like 4%, 5%.
Right. And you're given, look at this 5-volts is like, what, 6 something?
Yeah, it's like 6.5%.
And,
you know,
it can sneak up on you sometimes, especially if you're just drinking like you would normally drink, not thinking about it in that way.
Because it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. These flavors aren't familiar to you. And before you know it, you're all, you know, you can be a little loopy.
Yeah.
You know? So the I would say, I didn't get the official numbers, but I would say the Bacon and Sports event drew maybe like 600, maybe like 700 people to this room.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was solid for their first time out. Yeah. So they had a DJ. And the best part about, there were two really good parts about this event. Everybody wore sports jerseys.
Oh, cool.
So you saw some crazy sports jerseys. And all this stuff's on the Facebook page, too. They've got, you know, you saw Troy Aikman or, you know, Randy Moss, the purple and gold Minnesota jersey. Or, you know, some old school, like, Scottie Pippen from the Bulls. Or, you know, you just saw all these cool jerseys, all these cool, like, old school, like, T-shirts, college jerseys.
Was that something they recommended or was it just happened?
No. So you're right. So on the website, they would suggest that people, you know, wear their favorite jerseys.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, and then the guys who ran the event, they were encouraging people to come out and dance. And the DJ wasn't playing around, man. He was, like, playing, like, you know, like some sports anthems. And then he was getting into some, like, some early 90s, like, you know, Dre and Snoop. Or what's that song? This is how we do it. Like,
all right.
He was, like, trying to get it, you know, he's getting it started, you know.
Yeah.
It was, it was fun. I think on the fun scale, this is near the top of, like, any event I've been to in a long time. It was just like super fun and very unexpected. On the beer side, it was pretty standard fare, you know, very pretty accessible.
Similar to medieval times, kind of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very, very accessible stuff. And I was talking to a guy who was pouring for Bell's, and one thing he was saying was like, "Hey, you know, I'm kind of glad it's not like a super hardcore craft beer fest because we're kind of expanding the craft market with this kind of event."
Sure. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I thought that was nice. The beers that I thought stood out were The Last Kiss from Pipeworks and the Unicorn Galaxy from Pipeworks, their double IPA. I spent about a half hour at Pipeworks and Ale Syndicate. Yeah, so I was talking to the Ale Syndicate guys. They've got that beer Sunday Session.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good, man. It's small, clean and full of flavor, man. Like, it doesn't have to be a really big beer to take you on a ride, right? So they were saying that they swapped out originally came out with Cascade hops and now they're using Crystal hops.
Okay. So I don't know if I've had the new version then,
but. Yeah, so that was my first time. The only time I really had a Crystal Showcase hop was a Crystal Hero from Rev, and like at the pub a couple times.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
but yeah, they were saying so I did most of my time there. And then I went over to, you know, like 8 Church Street, and then I had a little bit of Goose was pouring. They had the Randalls out at Goose.
They've been having that at, like, a lot of events.
They've been doing their Randall thing a lot lately. So they were pouring Harvest Ale over Fresh Hops.
Okay.
And then I forget the other one.
I think it's a good showy thing. It draws people's attention.
People
to,
are like,
to
yeah,
the booth.
Especially there. People are kind of freaking out like, well, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And what exactly, like, they had no, there was no concept of
it.
You know?
So it keeps people there to talk through them and then maybe offer, like, oh, here's the Randall version and here's not the Randall version. Look how these flavors change and what you can do with it.
Very true. You're able to have a conversation about about beer and about flavors in beer when you pull out the Randall at an event like this. But yeah, man, kudos to those guys, man. They had a really good party. So, and it was a good way to spend a Sunday. You know, I wasn't doing anything. It was from 2 to 7.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty long time, 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was, much like the event on Friday, there was, you know how beer kind of bleeds into these other spirit categories. So, like, so Friday there was cider, two different cider groups. And then at this event, there was like just straight up bourbon, like Maker's Mark had something called 46, which is like different from their regular Maker's Mark.
Huh. Okay.
So it was just very, it was very festive. It was like, hey, let's just show up and party, kind of frat, like almost like, you know, fraternity style, not too wacky, but just like very, very, what's the word? Just very accessible and very celebratory.
Okay.
Those are safe words.
Yeah. No, I think it sounds like a good event. And with the turnout, hopefully they'll do it again next year.
Yeah, so I was talking to those guys a little bit, man, and they want to make that a series. So you can go to baconsports.com and see all the photos that are there. You know, a couple of different photo crews are there, like a live-action photo crew, and then a tag cast, which went around and took photos.
Oh, right, yeah.
So,
those guys are at a lot of events.
Yeah. So it was good, man. That's a great space for a party.
Yeah, I think there is a craft beer event that happens there, was happening there.
Yeah, those guys from San Francisco, the Eat, Drink, Play.
Yeah.
So Chicago Beer Festival, I think it's called.
Right, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So it's very similar. They're very similar parties. This one was...
more bacon filled.
Yeah, more bacon filled.
Okay.
This one.
Cool. Before we talk about the holiday coming up here, I will say I was at Peace earlier today and they had their Christmas ale Festivus go on. I saw that get written on the board, and that beer is pretty awesome. So if you have a chance to make it over to Peace and try that, that should be on tap now. Festivus for the rest of us. So
I love Peace, man. Peace can do no wrong. Live band karaoke Sundays at 11 p.m. Yeah. You need to do it.
It's a, yeah. Drink. Even if you don't do it, just to see the people that do it, it's a good time.
Do not drink 3 moose knuckles and then go on stage, though. I did that once, and I'm still regretting it like 2 years later.
Right. Yeah. Don't drink like 3 of any of their big beers. Camel Toe, Moose Knuckle, even Festivus is pretty high. Cool. Well, yeah, Thanksgiving is this week, so that's Thursday, just a couple days away from when we're recording.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it a little quiet week here. I think the biggest thing, though, is Black Friday from Goose Island, right?
Absolutely, man. I think, you know, it's a Chicago tradition, man. I think I want to say this is year...
I think 3.
3.
Yeah.
So year 1 was Bourbon County Rare.
Mm-hmm.
And then year 2 was... King Henry?
No, King Henry came out that first year.
Okay.
No? Yeah.
So Bourbon County?
Yeah.
Rare?
Yeah, and King Henry.
And King Henry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year was Bramble?
Yes, you're right, actually, yeah. And then last year was Bramble Rye. And then this year they're doing 5 variants.
Yeah, so we got... Should we go down the list? Do you know them all?
Let's do it. I don't know them all.
I don't know if I know them all.
I definitely know...
We got regular Bourbon County.
Yes.
Ooh, I got that.
Bourbon County 2013, which is pouring good, by the way. You know, last year, Bourbon County was like 14.5, and it was like it's super hot. It's a great beer. But this year is pouring good, man.
Nice.
Okay. Fucking good. It's really good. So Bourbon County 13, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's coffee.
Okay.
And every year they use a different variant of Intelligentsia coffee.
Nice. I haven't heard anything about this year, like which one they went with or even how it's tasting, really. So.
Yeah, I haven't had it either. So those are the two that come out every year.
Okay.
And then the third one is they do what's called the like proprietors, right? It's like the coconut rye.
Okay.
So it's like coconut in Templeton rye barrels. That's the third one. And then they're doing the one that won a medal at FOBAB, which was the... their version of the fruit one this year. They're calling it backyard rye. So they took all these different berries locally from like Humble Park, you know, like mulberries and blackberries, and they put them in Templeton rye barrels. So this is their fruit version of that beer. So that's 4.
And then we have brand, Bourbon County brand barley wine.
That is number five.
Right. And what's kind of crazy about this is, so Bramble and this proprietary one will be, is it, what did you say, proprietary? Or yeah. Is, yeah. They're in large format, the 22-ounce bottles, and then mm-hmm. regular Bourbon County barley wine and coffee are coming in the 12-ounce bottles.
And that's new for coffee. Coffee was always in the large format.
Yeah. So that'll be really nice because I love the coffee one.
Man.
If I can have four of them, it's even better.
You're winning. You are winning at that point. The barley wine is really good this year. Mm-hmm. It's like a really, it's a softer version of like, you know, the King Henry from a few years back. Different barrels. So don't expect it to be like King Henry, but just like lighter.
It's dangerous. I know I had a taste, maybe two tastes at the 312 block party. Mm-hmm. And it was just too good. It like didn't have any of that burn that you get from Bourbon County or even any of that bourbon burn that maybe you like, but this was just like smooth and delicious and yikes.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's yeah, it's one of those events where it's just a really good time. And then these are great beers. So if that's not enough for you on Black Friday, they're actually doing some very serious beers on draft all day long. So the bourbon, the Black Friday tickets are all sold out. But and then what they do is, you know, this is across the street from Benny's. So mm-hmm. they're selling a lot of those beers at Benny's. But if you go into Goose, the Clybourne, the original pub on Clybourne, they're selling beers on draft. Okay. They're all, it's like a Bourbon County showcase. So
yeah, I'm looking at the list now on the website.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're pouring Bourbon County Style 13 all day, right? And then at 11, they're pouring Bourbon County Style 2012, and then their Flanders Red. Have you tried the Flanders Red?
Yeah, that was part of the 25th.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was one of their 25th anniversary beers. So they made them, and they put them in these wax bottles. Nick, the brewmaster at the pub, was saying that they took you know, like five or six different barrels, mm-hmm. and they blended them all for this Flanders Red. Yeah. It's really good. It's really good beer. That's at 11 a.m. At 2 p.m., they're tapping last year's Bourbon County Cherry Rye.
Ooh, okay.
That was best in show at FOBAB last year.
Yeah, I feel like I probably had a taste of that, but I never picked up a bottle of that one.
I had one bottle. It was one of those when I didn't get a chance to hunt for it. I had one bottle. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Nice.
And then Britannomite. This is also at 2 p.m. Britannomite is a sour wheat ale that they aged for 13 months on cask. And it's it won silver in the Brett beer department at FOBAB this year.
Nice.
So that's at 2 p.m. At 5 p.m., Bourbon County Coffee.
Right.
Now, I'm a big coffee drinker.
This is 2012 Bourbon County Coffee.
Oh,
right?
Shit. Yeah.
So that should be interesting because we'll see what coffee flavor is left after a year because it does fall out pretty quickly.
It does fall out quickly. And then it kind of creates like this weird, like, it's like BCS, but then it tastes a little bit more like candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. And then they're doing Bedonia at 5, too.
Okay. Is that the fungus one?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Fungus Bourbon County?
Bedonia is the weirdest shit ever. So Bedonia, apparently, let me see if I get this right. So Bedonia is when you go to the Goose Island has like one of the largest barrel houses for beer, you know, in the country, right? So they got all these barrels on racks. So then the bottom racks are, you know, they get this fungus on them.
Because like some of them leak sometimes.
Right.
It drips down.
Yeah. And then like, so that fungus apparently is similar to, you know, it's called Bedonia. So apparently the fungus that grows on the barrels changes the texture of the beer, changes the flavor profiles of the beer that's in the barrels.
Right. It doesn't necessarily make it maybe get into the barrels.
Right.
But like, it has an effect on, I think, like somehow air getting into the barrel, and it has an effect on the
It's equivalent to like air getting in the barrel, or equivalent to like, well, it changes it from, it's a different beer from the rack that is on the top shelf of the rack, for example.
Right.
So this fungus grows on the, this is weird to say fungus,
yeah,
but this fungus grows on the bottom racks and it changes the way the beer tastes, essentially, right? It grows on the outside, it doesn't get in the beer, but it ends up leaving this like softer, version of BCS that doesn't have as much bite, essentially.
Right. And so, I think typically they would end up mixing it and blending it. And this, but this is all bottom rack
all
barrel.
All bottom rack BCS. So it's a lot softer, a lot more chocolate forward. A lot more of those sweet malty notes come out from the fact that it was on the bottom rack. That's Bedonia.
Cool.
Yeah. And then there's a APM.
Whew, man, this is a long day. You're gonna be eating lunch and dinner at Goose.
Yeah.
That day.
Make sure you try out their new burger. They got a new burger at Goose. Yeah. With it's a flat iron burger. It's really good. You should try that while you're there. They got at 8 p.m. it's Bourbon County Stout 2011.
Wow.
And then, they're also doing Cthulhu, which is another award-winning beer. It won the gold medal in the stout category at FOBAB this year. So Cthulhu is named after some like Halloween character, like something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was it's a brew that was made by the brew pubs.
Very cool.
So a lot of people don't know, when you go to festivals, Goose kind of acts as two companies. Like Goose, everything you see in bottles and cans, Goose, the production facility makes. But then if you go to festivals, sometimes the Goose pubs, Clybourne and Wrigley, they have entries as well. And Cthulhu is from the Goose pubs.
Mm, right. And the pubs are still independently owned. So
exactly. Yeah. Woo.
Wow. That's a pretty awesome event. Yeah. Speaking of Goose Island, did you read the thing on the Solemn Oath blog? Like the 10 reasons you should be drinking Goose Island beer?
I did see that. And I saw Russ from Goose Island at this beer bacon thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, dude, did you read that article? And I was like, yeah. He's like, that was good, right?
Solemn Oath's blog is really good. And if you haven't read it or even subscribed to it, you should, not just for that article, but other things they post, not even just about beer. It's about culture and it's just a fantastic blog. And everyone over there, Joe and Paul and John, they all contribute to this blog and write different things.
Absolutely, man. Paul Schneider, who did run his own blog at one point.
Right.
Chi-Town Untapped, and then he went and wrote for the Chicagoist. And then he's now a brewer at Solemn Oath.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's still got the writing bug. And, when he wants to write, he writes some nice stuff.
Yeah.
He writes some nice stuff. And that's Exhibit A, if you never read his stuff, is here he's a brewer at Solemn Oath, which is, one of the newest breweries in the city, maybe a year or so old. And then he's writing this poem, essentially, about Goose Island and the things that they're doing better since they made the transition, and now that they, since the AB transition. Man. So it's a good article. I read it, and I was like, yeah, that's spot on.
And that's true. Yeah, those are the things I'm thinking.
It's like, here. Yes. It was good. It was really good. Yeah.
Awesome. I think you're going to have to get in line pretty early to get into the pub if you want to try any of that stuff, probably before 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
It's true. The last time I went for the first two Black Fridays, I missed last year's. But yeah, I was there for Rare, and then I was there for the one after that, which was probably the fruit beer, the Bramble.
Bramble, okay.
Yeah, and if you don't get up, you you want to be there 7, 8 a.m. at Benny's.
Right. So if you are typically doing your shopping on Black Friday, you're going to have to forego that and get up at the same time and go to Goose Island and drink.
Yeah, the strategy is pretty simple. Get to Benny's at 7 a.m. That's across the street from Goose. You buy your allotment of, all the variants. And then, because, coconut and the blackberry, I think, are Chicago only.
Okay.
Yeah, so you go over there, you buy your beer. You secure your beer, then you get in line at the pub, and then boom, you try everything on draft.
Whew.
Or, as much as you can handle. Drink responsibly, okay? All of you. And that means you. Drink responsibly.
Awesome. Well, anything else happening this weekend that you heard about?
Yeah, so on December 4th, which is a little further out, I believe it's next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Awesome.
So December 4th, there's an event called The Art of Beer. So our friend Kim Leshinsky, she runs a blog called Hail to the Ale. She's teaming with Duvel and River North Distributing. They're doing an art class at a place called Bottle and Bodega in Lakeview. So basically for $35, you get to learn how to paint on glassware. And then I'm presuming you get to keep the glassware as well.
Oh, cool.
So this is... This is $35 pays for you to get two different Duvel beers, and then it also pays for all the supplies that you're going to paint with. So it's basically a painting class where you get to drink beer and then you get to paint beer glasses. And the beer is Duvel, and the location is the Bottle and Bodega. It's in Lakeview, so that's 2900 North Lincoln. Yeah, that's going to be on December 4th. It's $35 to get in that event. It sounds like a fun event.
Nice. And yeah, I think that's a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a Wednesday.
Nice. Well, awesome. It sounds like I think I'm going to be busy with Thanksgiving. I'm going to be drinking with the family.
Yeah.
My uncle, he has a ridiculous beer cellar and all these big beers that he needs help drinking. So I think I'm going to be helping him on Thanksgiving, drinking some of those.
And sharing is caring. So, yeah. You know, Unc should definitely share. For Thanksgiving, I've got a little daughter. I'm taking my daughter to the McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, very nice.
So we're going to be out there, you know, hanging out, watching floats, you know, and then we will be imbibing immediately after.
Okay. And then you'll be in line at Goose Island, I'm sure.
And then when things wind down, I'm going to Goose Island.
You're going to be out there with a tent. I know.
Yeah.
Well, so awesome. Well, if people want to get a hold of you and hit you up and talk to you online or find out if they can cut in line with you at Goose Island, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio, man. That's my Twitter handle.
Nice. Yeah. You can get a hold of me on Twitter. I'm at BRAD. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. And on the website, chicagobeerpass.com. And now we got that Facebook page.
Facebook! Right.
So that should probably be facebook.com/Chicago Beer Pass, I think.
Yeah. Check it out. A lot of photos from all the stuff we go to are going to be there. And we'll try to keep you guys entertained with everything we come across all week long. So yeah,
we'll post the link to episodes too. But go ahead and subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review because that's always helpful and great. And we love that. And yeah, thanks for listening. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Cheers.